Testimony to Publishing House Workers, Battle Creek, Michigan, January 28, 1880. I was shown that there was a great lack of religious devotion in the office. There are, of necessity, some employed who make no profession of religion, whose deportment is really better than some who profess the truth. There are many things that need to be corrected. Ollie White might have made a success in her qualifications as a good worker in the office, but she does not carry her religion into her practical life. She works with selfish motives, and her influence is not such as will correctly represent our faith. Unbelievers who make no pretension to be Sabbath-keeping Adventists, but who have acted, that is, lived, up to the best light they have, are nearer the kingdom of heaven. These who profess to be one of us, who take advantage of the situation, and exert an influence against those who are connected with the church and the office by the reports they carry away, should have no second trial without unmistakable evidence of thorough conversion. There is so great a lack of principle in this gossip and tale-bearing that it should not be tolerated for a moment, but meet the sternest rebuke. If there is nothing said, nothing insinuated, but truth, even then it is out of place, ever to repeat things that take place in connection with the office and families and the church. But these who are free to talk of these things are seldom content to stop at barely the truth. They exaggerate words and transactions and color them so that a wrong impression is carried, and very great harm is done to those whose reputation should be held sacred as their own. When selfishness exists in the heart, it will lead to strange developments. What Ollie White needs is religion. She has not the genuine article. Her sister needs a true, humble heart. Selfishness is warping her character and will poison her life. Both of these dear children may be daughters of God, but they need to pray and watch, lest they shall make a mistake and find they come far short of the Bible standard. They will reap that which they have sown. The harvest will be surely what they now make it. The life they now live is deciding their eternal destiny. Both these girls need to give strict attention to the heart temple, lest it be defiled. True godliness with humility will be an adornment that is imperishable. There should be efforts made to be thorough in everything. Unless this faithfulness and thoroughness is carried out in even the smaller matters of life, it will not be blended with the larger matters. There will be losses at every point. The inner work of the heart is of greater consequence than the outward adorning. The ornament of a meek and quiet spirit will be of great value with God. Now is the time to obtain an experience. Now is the time to know for yourselves that Jesus is formed in you, the hope of glory. Self must be second in everything. Christ and the truth must have the adoration of the soul. Oh, how many are spoiling their characters by petting some unamiable traits which they should resolutely overcome. This is your case, dear children. You are the purchase of the blood of Christ, and Jesus is your pattern. If you desire to stand with those women whom God and man will respect and love to honor, you must make a decided change in your words, your tastes, and your actions. Resolve to search for every defect, to criticize yourselves severely. Take yourselves to task for every vain and idle word, every vain and foolish thought, for the moments of precious time spent in useless reading, fictitious tales, should be put away, and all reading which destroys your appetite for the Word of God. You need to study your Bible with a purpose to understand its truths and put it to a practical use. You cannot do this in your own strength. Jesus will help you. You are fighting the battles of life. Will Satan be victor, or will you conquer him through Jesus? May God help you, dear children, to be victorious.